Believers respond to the plight of India's church and meet ongoing needs. Land is needed for a crowded Nepali ministry, and a shared global outreach curriculum spurs growth and sustained outreach. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Some church leaders fear Hindu extremists have a master plan to wipe out Christianity in eastern India, even though
the government is trying to present to the world a normal picture, but that's because the Christians have all fled.
That's Grace Weeb with the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee. Recent communal violence left thousands homeless and added pressure on the believers who were trying to help. However, despite the fear-mongering,
we're working through our partner, EFICOR, and that includes blankets and hygiene kits and some fuel for stoves, sleeping mats, small household items.
This relief effort, aimed at 6,000 families sheltered in refugee camps, runs through the end of December. There is a phase two planned. Pray that people respond to the gospel as they see it in action.
There is some planned livelihood to be integrated with peace and harmony. So we just need to pray that we can reintegrate some of these folks into the community.
Meanwhile, a long-awaited funeral ceremony took place in Thailand for its late Princess Galyani. The six-day mourning period has temporarily eased the political strain between the People's Alliance for Democracy and Thailand's new prime minister. AMG International's Roger Thomas says,
there's a difference of opinion between the people in the rural areas versus the ones in Bangkok and the urban areas. Different insight about how the government should be run, including what part the king should play.
The funeral has somewhat helped unify the people who are now preparing for the king's 81st birthday. Thankfully, political dramas had little effect on AMG's newspaper evangelism.
This year, just so far, through September, 404 people have enrolled in the Bible Correspondence course, and 41 have accepted the Lord as their Savior.
These are already greater numbers than years prior. Pray that the ministry would have continued success in Thailand, especially in light of confusion and political turmoil. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Peru, a fifth of those who can't read or write live in the rural areas. Many of them are Peruvian Indians who speak a native language. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
Audio Scripture Ministries just received a request to fund a language recording project in the jungles of Peru. This is the first of about 11 languages that have been targeted for recording in this area. And it's significant because all of these tribal languages have high percentages of illiteracy.
Dudenhofer says the scriptures in audio form are a powerful complement alongside traditional missions.
It touches their hearts in a way that most of us here in the United States have forgotten. That is the power of God's word and the power of hearing it in the actual heart language that we speak. And as a result, missionary activities usually are enhanced. Often, many people will trust Jesus Christ simply by hearing the scriptures.
Next, Vision Beyond Borders is raising $150,000 to expand an orphanage in Nepal. The children's home is overcrowded, and the ministry team hopes to purchase land so a larger facility can be built. A larger building would allow more orphans to be taken off the streets of Nepal, where they often fall prey to slavery or child prostitution. Vision Beyond Borders matches orphans with sponsors who can pay for their needs. A sponsorship can make the difference between life in Christ or death on the streets. And the Mission Society reports that one organization has gone further than any other in its global outreach program. Indiana-based World Gospel Mission has gone into six local churches to teach the importance of the church in sending out missionaries. The global outreach program equips mission-based organizations to prepare and educate churches so they can send out willing members into the mission field. Pray that God would prepare the right hearts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.